With that massive snowpack in California, 230% of normal, containing as much as 30 million acre-feet of water. Will it help California's agriculture? Can't be overly optimistic. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Ryan Jacobson is CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.
You know, right now, just because we have a strong snowpack, things can change where we could lose some of that water. If it gets hot too quickly during the spring, or we get a storm that comes in with some very high elevation rain, that could definitely hamper our ability to capture that water when it's melted.
Building this snow up was about 13 atmospheric rivers when you only need about two or three to really make a nice water year. Jacobson said they're not really that rare.
I can tell you from California's history, these atmospheric rivers are nothing new. It was back, I believe, in 1862 that the state of California lost 1% of its total population due to an atmospheric river event that completely flooded the state. And so atmospheric rivers are nothing new. It's something that it hits, you know, every few years it hits. And it just happened to be that we were right in the way of this particular storm series that hit us. And it was a welcome blessing for the most part. My heart goes out to those folks that were negatively impacted by these series of storms, particularly on the coast, as well as up in north of Fresno County here, Planada, up in Merced County was hit hard. But overall, the benefit for the San Joaquin Valley is substantial.
Well, let's hope for the best on that snowmelt. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.